you know, all this stuff, like, you know, women are impressed by this or that. They're impressed by a good person, you know, like a good guy. You know, that's first and foremost. You don't have to buy that Ferrari and then be like, hey, if you're an asshole in a Ferrari, nobody cares. Like, they're going to like your car, but they're not going to like you. So this is like, you know, forget it.
Exactly.
You know, don't be the asshole in the Ferrari. Just remember that.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Situations Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Michael Williams, aka Shawnee Dew. You can call me Sean, Shawnee, Shawnee Dew. Does not matter to me. I'm just glad that y'all are here. I got a special guest here. You know, this is a funny guy right here. I got a whole lot. I cannot wait to unpack so much with this guy. Who is this guest? Well, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and introduce him. So my guest, Raghu, he's been performing stand-up since 2010. All right. Yeah, he's been performing all over the country at, you know, notable clubs such as the Comedy Store, you know, Caroline's on Broadway, Zany's, the Laugh Factory, so many, like, he's just touring all around, like the States, man. Like, he's a busy guy, to say the least. And, you know, he's recently recorded his first comedy special with Dry Bar Comedy called Not Like the Sauce. Okay. I get it, because Raghu, not like the... I love it. He'll be performing later this year at Hollywood Laugh Factory. Oh, my goodness, that's huge. Without further ado, please give a warm welcome to my guest, Raghu Adibatla.
Hey, what's up, man?
Dude, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
This is great, man.
Absolutely, man. And, you know, I just want to say, like, first and foremost, like, you know, your comedy journey, dude, it's just so inspiring. Like, wow.
Thanks, man. Yeah, definitely. It's been quite a journey.
And you've been performing for about 14 years now?
Yeah. Wow. It'll be 14 years in August, so...
Yeah.
Almost there to 14. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Love it. Go all the way to fuck off. Speaking of go all the way to fuck off. You like that, right?
I love that, man.
Speaking of go all the way to fuck off, get your go all the way to fuck off t-shirts. If you're watching on YouTube, youtube.com. I know, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can see the shirt pop up right here and you'll see the little discount code. So get your go all the way to fuck off t-shirts. All right. Or go to situationspodcast.com. Click on the merch tab.
Nice.
Yeah, gotta go to Plug City. Yeah, so, you know, I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in to the podcast. I really appreciate it. Like, you know, whenever you all tune in and share the podcast, share it with the group chat. I know all y'all got group chats out there, so share this podcast with the group chat. You got a group chat, right?
Oh, my God. And many group chats, man. Our family members, like, they're all split up and, you know... every day, you know, WhatsApp.
Yeah.
It's like a million. Oh, no, another group chat. Some of the same people in the other one, you know, it's like.
It's like, it's too many group chats to keep up with, right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
So share this podcast with your group chat, because we appreciate that, and this helps the podcast grow. So for those of you that are new to the podcast, or first-time listeners, this podcast is about dating, relationships, mental and emotional life experiences. Ooh, fucking wee!
And awesome.
I want you all to also sign up for the Patreon, patreon.com/situationspodcast. And that's the exclusive community where I share, you know, dating app screenshots from, like, the dating apps, that, you know, like, conversations that I've had whenever I go out on dates. I share the unhinged shit that I get, you know. It gets wild in the Patreon. It gets wild. We do dating app makeovers. And nice. Also you get, we're starting to do some giveaways as well, and merch and stuff. So get on over to the Patreon and get all the exclusive content. All right, y'all. Awesome. So today we're going to be talking about balancing comedy life, the work life, and family life balance. So much stuff going on, man.
Oh,
you got a busy schedule, sir.
Yeah.
And we're going to be unpacking a few hinge or unhinged dating app prompts. So
cool.
I know, like, you know, you're a happily married man, but I know, be like, I'm sure you have heard about some unhinged shit that people put on dating apps.
I mean, I got friends who are single, so I hear it all the time. They're stressed out, man. they're it's like sometimes you got to do the unconventional route, you know?
Exactly.
But yeah. Like a lot of people, yeah, I am married, but like I used to be single, but I was single at a time where there were no apps. Like there weren't that many. Yes, I'm that old. We had to go on a website. We couldn't just swipe right or left, you know?
Right, exactly. Like there was more work involved in
yeah, but it was simple though. It was simple, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. it gets wild out here on these dating apps for sure. So I cannot wait to jump on into this. So Raghu, whenever I have a guest on the show, actually, you know what? I want to take it like a step back. So Raghu and I actually know each other.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we want to share it with the audience how we know each other.
Oh man, we actually, you know, you see us right now.
Right,
we're actually serious. Like we work together.
Oh yeah,
and we're on a call like every day, and we actually talk. About work,
yeah. You
know, we talk about data and all this stuff, and
right.
So, seeing Sean in this limelight, it's like, you know. But it's great to see like our coworkers like do other things, you know, other than work, you know.
Yeah.
So, like Sean, you're in theater, and then I knew, you know, some other people they're into stuff. So it's great to see. This dynamic, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
We're not on a conference call or something.
Exactly, exactly.
So, yeah.
And I definitely want to be did you bring a data list to
yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Did you, Sean? I was going to ask you, by the way.
Dang. Oh, this would be the hilarious. Perfect time to unpack that data list.
Oh, man.
If our managers are watching or listening, like, we got a data list. No, I'm just kidding.
Nah, I know, right?
Oh, goodness. Yes, yes. So as you all know, like Raghu and I, yeah. So like, as you said, like we both work together and yeah, it's always a good time. Like, you know, of course, you know, to your point, the whole corporate side of us versus the fun side of us outside of work is two different things. But yeah,
it's good to see.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So one of the things, whenever I have guests come onto the show, my audience, they're always wanting to know, what is the guests' like relationship status? Are they single, married, or in a relationship?
Oh, yeah.
So tell us all about your relationship status.
Sure, man. I'm married. Married. It'll be 17 years actually in June this year. It'll be 17 years. I know, man. 17. I'm I'm the lucky one. You know, I'm the lucky one here. I that she's put up with me this long. But no, it's great. I used to be single, so I have that, you know, and but I know you're used to talking to single people.
Yeah.
But don't worry, I got plenty of shit to, you know, tell you about when I was single.
Cause
trust me, it's not easy. I get it. And I see my friends right now who, you know, with all these apps. I think things just got way too complicated.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they're out there, but you know, and it's and people will ask me, like, what's your advice? You know, what do you It's hard because that was a different time. Like we didn't have apps. We didn't have all this stuff.
Yeah.
And when I first moved to Chicago, I was living with my brother and sister-in-law.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey man, you should try this like IndianDating.com. There was only like a few sites back then. So,
yeah.
But we'll get into that, I think. So, but all really right. The relationship status, yes, I'm married.
All right. Love it. Awesome. Awesome. And so, so you're based in Chicago these days. Okay.
Yeah.
So, well, what city or town did you grow up in?
So when I first moved to Chicago, it was in the city near that Cook County hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was living with my brother and sister-in-law. And then I moved. I got a job and then I moved into the city. But I moved around a few places. You know, I was in, I was like right in the middle of like, Russian Division area.
Medical district.
Yeah. I had a, my apartment was like 600 square feet. My bed came out of a wall. I did all that, man. Like seriously, and then moved up north a bit. Then when I got married, we were back in that, we were on like near Division. And then I went up to north to Edgewater, and that's where I was for like 10 years. So most of my city life was up in Edgewater, like near the lake. You know, we were close to the lake and all.
Yeah.
Now I'm a suburban guy. I'm a suburban dad. You guys, that's what I became. I mow the lawn. Well, not anymore. But we get, you know, we got lawn care. We got. You don't have to deal with that, Sean, right? Like shoveling right, snow. Like, you know, I do all that. We're out in near Naperville, so.
All right.
Yeah.
Love it, love it.
So been everywhere. Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. And so, you know, so even like back in your single days, did you ever have like any, funny or really interesting experiences you want to share?
Oh, yeah. So there's like two or three that I want to share. And it was because it was hard. And the thing is, like, I knew I was going to meet an Indian girl because, you know, my parents, like, especially my mom, like, it was a lot of pressure about, like, you know, they have to speak the same language and everything. Mm-hmm. And I thought I'd meet her halfway. Yeah. I don't care about the language and all that. At least, okay, fine, Indian girl. All right, I'll meet you halfway, mom. Like, but, you know, and I met this one girl. We were talking, right? Everything was great. And then she gave me a sign straight up, was like, if I call you a lot, that means I like you. So, and then she left me a voicemail once. I remember she said, see, this is a sign that I like you. I actually leaving a voicemail. And then I don't know what happened. Like, I didn't really hear from her. And then we didn't really get a chance to meet up either. And then she goes, her reason that she didn't want to continue was, oh, I see myself with somebody who's Hindu. Hello. You knew I was Hindu.
Right. Yeah.
How the hell do you go? Oh, I see myself with someone. See, these are, Sean, this is like dumb excuse. Like, I think she just picked one out of the hat. It just happened to be the most illogical one. Just tell me you don't like me. Just tell me I sound weird. Just tell me something.
Right.
Don't tell me this bullshit that we've already talked about. You
exactly.
Know? That was crazy. And I actually traveled a bit too to meet girls, and I went to Tampa.
Yeah,
I flew to Tampa, Sean.
Damn, a whole flight ticket.
You got? What do you guys do? Take an Uber?
Exactly.
I flew to Tampa just to, you know, and I get there, and this was a girl like I talked to online, like video, you know, everything, and I get there. And then I meet her dad. Wow. Like, this is that strict dad, right? Very strict. Like, he terrified me. Yeah. And at that time, I was a legal assistant, right? I was in, you know, I was doing I worked for a law firm. And so he asked me, you know, and he was like, what do you do? I was like, oh, I'm a legal assistant. And seriously, just he's like, why are you just an assistant? Why don't you become a lawyer? That was his, like, he was so strict about what I was doing. And I get it. Like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm not a doctor. I think that's where it was going with this. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he terrified me. So I had to be straight up with her. When I went back, I was like, look, your dad scares the hell out of me.
Yeah.
I don't think this is going to be really bad. All right. Then the third, this one, oh my God. Like, I was talking to this one girl, you know, I liked her profile and everything. We were talking. And then I was like, hey, there's this party going on. I was part of this like Indian network organization. They like put up different events, like business card exchange.
Yeah.
But really what you're doing is meeting people, you know, like girls and guys. Like it was more of a social thing. Nobody cared about business. Right. Like it was
business was the
and
last.
If there
thing
was no
list.
Alcohol, nobody's coming to these events.
Right.
So we tried those too. But anyways, I told her, I said, hey, there's this party, you want to go to it? And she said, no, you know, I gotta pack. I'm traveling, you know, next day. And okay. So I'm like, all right, fine. So, but I go because my, you know, me and my friends go. I get up to the bar to order a drink. And who do I see? Like a few people down at the bar.
Oh, this same girl
that told me that she can't come out. Sean, this is I'm telling you these ridiculous things. Like, just say I'm ugly and come to the same party. I don't care. But
yeah.
Don't give me this bullshit. So, right. You know, that's why I had to go on an Indian marriage site after like a long time of like just quitting, like, you know, meeting girls here and there, whatever. And then got married in India. So,
yeah.
See, I got rejected all around here. All these, not really rejected, more like ghosted and all this.
Oh,
I flew
goodness.
Like thousands of miles.
Wow.
You know, I was like,
those airlines loved you. Yeah.
I'm getting out of this country. Yeah, man. That's the things I dealt with, like crazy, wow. Crazy situations.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm glad you found your way to your wife and now you yeah. all are happy and you don't have to exactly. worry about all that anymore.
Exactly. Yeah.
Trying to improve your skincare game? Guess what? I got a little something for you. You can improve the health of your skincare with the Vogue approved. Yes, you heard that right. Vogue as in Vogue magazines, the models. Yes, that Vogue. The Vogue approved beauty product, Herbal Face Food, the most potent anti-aging, multi-correction skincare product on the market. Yes. So hit that link in the show notes or video description and use our code SPHFF to get 20% off at checkout. Visit herbalfacefood.com to get started. That's HERBALFACEFOOD.com. All right. And use code S as in Sam, P as in pineapple, H as in Henry, F as in Frank, F as in Frank to get 20% off at checkout. That's SPHFF to get 20% off. All right. Herbalfacefood.com. Okay. Y'all got the hookup, so let them know that Situations Podcast sent you, all right? So, so even though, like, you know, like you're happily married these days,
yeah.
What are your thoughts about the dating scene in Chicago from what you hear yeah. from your straight, like your, what do you call it? Like your single friends?
Yeah, no, they're frustrated. It's tough because like, I think there are a lot of like criteria that you put on there and like, you know, a lot of options of what you do. And then there's a lot to do now, and with social media especially,
yeah.
I think there's a lot of pressure there. But I don't know, you know, that's why I say like when we used to meet people or like when there weren't so many apps, like it was a little more, you know, I don't want to say simple, but like it was a little bit easier. I feel I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, people are people, but now it's just like, oh, wow. I've never really, you know, I know how these apps work. Like I've, you know, and, but I don't know. It just seems more complicated now. Like people are just frustrated. I don't know. And I feel really bad for people. And like my friends, they're like, they go out and I think the more natural ways work. Like you go and there's your profile right in front of you.
Yeah.
There's no like, you know, you're not hiding behind anything. Like, oh, I like to, you know, where people always will, I like to travel and I'll take long walks on the beach. And I was like, you know, and it's like, I think you just go meet people, you know, the old fashioned way. I think it works, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Just, no.
No. So I'll tell you a funny story. One of my friends in high school. Okay. And this was like, yeah, I'm going to age myself again. This was like early 90s. Okay. When internet wasn't really huge. I don't know when, but
right.
Anyways, There were things called chat groups, mm-hmm. chat, right? You go yeah. online and it was known to be creepy
right.
to chat with people, right? He met his wife in 90, like 94, something like that, on yeah. a chat.
What?
Yeah. He wow. was the first, like, I call him like a pioneer of like online dating.
Yeah.
And we all thought he was a creep. We were like, what are you doing, man? Like we don't, it was creepy back then. Can you believe that?
Right.
Online dating was nuts.
Exactly.
And now it's like,
it's the norm.
Whoa, you actually met someone in person?
Right, exactly.
Ew. Who does that? Like, go online. Now it's the opposite. Now it's like if you actually meet someone in person, they're like, wow, you didn't use Hinge or, you know, it's easier now.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, this guy got married. They're still married. Like, it's, you know, it was amazing. That's wow. So there's these stories that you, and then I knew another couple. They met while playing Yahoo game.
Yeah. Wow.
Randomly they were playing a game together. They started talking, I guess, in that game.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. So, wow.
Some crazy it's stories you hear. Yeah.
It's possible to meet. Shout out to your friends who pioneered.
I know, right? The pioneers of chatting and online dating. They did it. I don't know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So, what's your favorite thing so far about, I guess, about Chicago?
Chicago, you know, I like the people. You know, you can really strike up a conversation with anybody. You can ask somebody, hey, where a street is or something, and you're not going to get a crazy answer. Like, hey, I don't have time or something. You know,
yeah,
like,
they won't pull a New Yorker.
You got the small town feel, but it's also the most beautiful cities. I mean, I love how the rivers go through the city. Like, you can't do that in any other city. You can't take one of those boats, you know, and like wind around through the city. It's a beautiful, the skyline, you know, we got. Especially when you stand on that bridge, you know, on Michigan Avenue, both sides. That's like the most coolest thing.
It is.
So, yeah, the people, the city. I mean, a lot of great things to do, especially in the summer.
Oh, yeah.
We appreciate the summers. I think, that's probably, it's a great, you know, both my kids were born here. So,
all right.
That's awesome. Makes it great.
Love it.
Yeah.
So you've been doing comedy for 14 years.
Yeah.
Tell me, what led to your passion for doing comedy?
So I've always, I don't know, it's weird because it probably all stems back to people making fun of my name. And when I was a kid, I used to always want to be in front of a camera. Like, my dad would rent one of those big box, like, you know.
Put on your shoulder. Yeah.
He looked like a film crew. And most of the time, he was just trying to figure out, you know, how to use it first. And it's like this big thing. But anyways, he used to have that around. And I'd be the one always wanting to be in front of it. People thought I was really annoying. Like, I just had to be the center all the time. And then I think I even have a home video where I'm telling jokes on, but even at that point, I didn't know what stand-up comedy was. I was just like, you know, I was just, I don't know, being me, being funny. But people made fun of my name a lot. And then I used to, cry about it, but then I realized, you know, it's not helping. Just to, like, whine about it, cry. They're not going to change. You know, it's not like they're kids, you know, they're your, peers. But then I was like, oh, you know what? I could either cry about it or laugh about it and just, you know, kind of give it back.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, that kind of led into, you know, and then I had this, it kind of grew, that passion about stand-up. But I didn't really, so in 2007, I actually had my first taste on stage of stand-up because I was that Indian organization.
Mm-hmm,
I was on the board and they had this like gala. They were changing hands to the next board members. So there was going to be a comedian that came, and I just opened my mouth, and I'm like, hey, can I open for him? You know? Well, I never did stand up at all.
Yeah.
I went up there. I talked straight for like 8 minutes without a breath. Like, I just, you know, stand up, you know, when you deliver, it's all about pauses, like taking a breath. I kind of just went right through, and I don't know what happened. Like, it was horrible. But then it was like, you know what? Then 3 years later, 2010, I went for my first open mic, and I was like, okay, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it the right way. So then I learned more about it, you know, and it took me a few years to get rid of stage fright and, you know, and it just kept rolling.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's inspiring.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And then my interest in it grew more and more as I learned more. Because I was like, first you just think, oh, you just get up there and tell jokes. There's a lot.
Yeah.
I didn't realize at first that, okay, there's a art to this. Like, there's a actual, like, formula. Like, you know, the way you write, the way you stand on stage, the way you hold the mic. I didn't know about all this, that there's a way to do this, you know? Yeah. So you learn more.
Absolutely.
About that, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And so, yeah, like, are there, like, any notable comedians that really you took after that kind of just, you know, inspired you to get into this?
Oh, yeah. So I do a lot of family style humor, you know, about kids and a wife being married. And because I never was a comic when I was single, you know, I was married.
That's
so
right,
like
yeah.
My jokes would be like, oh, before I was married, you know, like when I was single, you know, things like that. But now that I'm married, got kids. And so my inspirations are like Jim Gaffigan, you know, and he's got five kids, you know, that dude's got five kids. And Jerry Seinfeld, I like a lot because he has like a impeccable way of writing and, you know, he's funny. And this new guy that he's coming out, Nate Bargatze.
He
has a daughter. Yeah. And so a lot of the comics that I am inspired by are more like me, like, you know, very relatable. But, you know, even back, you know, George Carlin, I really loved the way he did his socio, you know, political stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, so they're probably my favorites.
All right.
Yeah.
Awesome. And yeah, so what is it like touring so many like different cities as a comedian?
Yeah.
And do you have like a favorite city that really stands out to you that you're like, I love performing here?
Yeah. So it's great to go from, you know, you go to the big city or you can go to a small town.
Mm-hmm.
And the audience varies. The town, like wherever you are, you kind of go to, you know, I always like to ask them, you know, hey, what's your place to eat here? You know, I don't just go to like McDonald's or like a chain. I like to, you know, kind of adhere to their culture. Like what is, you know, but as far as the shows, like, yeah, the audience is different, you know, a lot of times. And you kind of can tell like what will work and what won't. Yeah. But it's nice to get these different flavors. As far as like favorite city, New York was a lot of fun. Before I did stand up, I didn't realize people always talk about comedy in New York, but holy crap, like every corner has a stand up comedy. I did a brunch show once there. People are eating an omelet.
Yeah.
While watching me do stand up. It was like 11, 12 o'clock. It was fun. And they have brunch shows. New York is a fun city. LA is a lot of fun. It's like a melting pot of like different arts, you know, like a lot of actors and people who do, you know, a lot of things. But I have my favorites there and it's a fun city. I don't know if I could ever live in LA, but visiting is fun. You know, and then I've been to these small towns, you know, so.
Wow.
I don't really, it's funny because like, I don't have one that's like my absolute favorite. It's just great to like get, because every city and town has its own kind of thing. You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because the people are always great. Like I've never had a bad experience, like anybody rude or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's always, and I think one of the reasons, and you definitely, if you, you know, right when you walk in, you show respect, they'll show respect. You know, that's kind of what I've always adhere to.
Yeah.
Is like, you know, I'm gonna, wherever I go, I'm just gonna be, you know, me.
Yeah.
Regular. I'm not, you know, I'm just gonna, you know, make friends and, you know, it's always great.
Good.
Meeting different people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even the fact that you're, you know, like traveling so much, doing like these shows and keeping up with like your day job. So it's like, you know, corporate by day, comedian by night thing.
It's it's one of the things that I, when I came into this was like, I knew I'm married and, you know, there are a lot of comedians who are married, but it all depends on how you want to do it, you know, because do you want to ignore your family and then just go? Like
right,
as much as you want. I mean,
exactly. Yeah.
If you want to, fine. Like I'm not one to, you know, do you, you know, I'm like, I don't want to, you know, so I try to find a balance and right now it's a little easier because I'm not on the road as much as like all these other comics are. Like they, you know, they hustle a lot, which is great.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find my balance. I'm trying to say I want to do shows, but I also want to be home. And like for instance, I'm supposed to do like a cruise at some point. And, like they're trying to find me a show, but you know, but I think one of the reasons it's kind of difficult is I blacked out all the holidays and all that because people do cruises around holidays a lot.
Yeah.
So I kind of was like, I avoided those days, like Christmas, around Christmas, and then all the birthdays. And I block out all these, and I only give them the times that are available, which is like all those other, you know, working around those dates. So so I make sure to do that. And, I mean, I would love to do a tour sometime. I think once, like, you know, I would love to do like a 2-3 week tour, month tour, mm-hmm. and just say, hey, experience it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't really want to be the one to keep doing it.
Yeah.
If I can find a balance, you know, and right now I'm able to do that. So, you know, I think that's important.
Right on.
I mean, there are times where I have to decline shows or I have to cancel, like, you know, and hey, my son is sick or, you know, things come up. And
right.
The great thing is they're always, you know, hey, family first, you know, it's like, hey, don't worry, you know, I totally understand. You know, so it works out.
Good, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad that they have your back and that, you know,
yeah.
they understand the situation for
sure.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, can you do me a really quick favor? Can you please rate and review this podcast? Like hit that 5-star review because, and I do read all the reviews because this helps me know how this podcast is helping others and how, you know, this podcast is serving you because this, my job as a host is to serve you this podcast the way that you would prefer it to be. So how would you respond to like annoying people that like to say, you know, oh, you're a comedian. Like once they find out that you're a comedian, Ragu, tell me a joke. You know, like how do you respond to that?
Dude, I can't. Oh my God. If you know what they say, it was like, if you had a nickel for every time that happened, I could probably buy a penthouse in like New York, like a 3-bedroom penthouse by now. People always say it's one of the biggest pet peeves, and I know like everybody, or like you'll go to like a dinner party or you go meet friends, like the first thing they'll say, hey Ragu, hey, you gonna do a comedy show today? No, but if you're gonna pay me,
right, exactly,
and give me like a 15 minute slot or whatever, hey, yeah, I mean, show me the check and I'll do it, but I'm not just like a puppet or a clown to like
exactly,
you know, on the spot the monkey with the cymbals, you know. Yeah, no, I get it all the time, and I usually it's like, you know, I'm like I used to like be like, all right, fine, I'll tell you a joke and it'll be like a really crappy one or, you know, whatever, but you know, now I'm, you know, over time I'm just like, no, I'm good. Like, you want to come to a show? Here, I got my schedule.
Exactly.
Like, because the one thing is, when you tell a joke, like, if you ask me, like, tell me a joke and I'll tell you, it's not going to be funny.
Right, right.
It's never happened where, and I think when you had Grace on here,
yeah.
I think she was saying, because I totally get, like, yeah, you, it's not funny. Like, when it's never landed, they'll be like, oh, okay. I'm like, yeah, you say that because I'm not on stage and I'm not in the moment.
Right. Yeah, right, exactly.
There's a flow. Like, there's a, it's a totally different dynamic. So it doesn't work. And, you know, and then I don't want to, you know, I don't want that image in their head.
Exactly.
Like, I tell a joke and it doesn't land because I'm just, like, telling it to you and and be like, yeah, I asked Ragu a joke last time and he, like, it wasn't funny. I don't think we should go see his show because I asked him in the middle of a dinner party while we're like getting some cheese off of a buffet or so. Hey, tell me a joke. So yeah, no, yeah. We don't like it.
Right. So yeah, so to those of you out there, yeah. Wait, what do you comedians call us, civilians?
Civilians, yeah.
those of you civilians out there, dude, if you got a comedian friend, don't tell them to tell you a joke on the spot. It ain't gonna work. No. They're gonna get pissed at you.
Yeah, they might throw something at you.
Exactly. So what's the dynamic like as a comedian in the family life? And tell me, like, are you like the comic relief of the family?
Man. I wish I was. I think it's funny because I'll go to my wife every day. I'm like, tell me if this is funny. Hey, I thought of a funny joke. And she's pretty supportive. Like, she'll tell me, like, if something's not funny. And she'll even tell me, you know, if she's thought of something. Hey, I thought of something funny. You definitely have to use. I don't mind her saying it and, like, some people. But, like, that also happens where it's not just tell me a joke. It's more like, hey, I thought of something really funny. You got to use it. And then it'll be this long anecdote. And I have no idea what to use from it. And I feel bad. I'm like, so I'll just be like, sure. Yeah. Right. Well, you know, but as far as my family goes, my wife will ask, you know, I'll ask her sometimes. My kids know, of course. I do, you know, and my daughter tells jokes. Like, she likes, you know, she's very animated. I think, you know, a lot of that came to her, that energy. And
she,
like,
got your creative
side.
She's
a star. Yeah. So, but it's great that, you know, they're great support. So it makes it a lot easier. Yeah. Of course, one thing when it comes to family and doing the guilt is there too. Like, when you have to go do a show and they want to do a movie night that night, and it's like, oh man. So, you know, and, sometimes, it gets sad when it comes to that, because, like, there are times where my son wants to play something with me and then, like, I have to leave. Then I go see him playing by himself. Oh, it breaks your heart. That's when you got to, like, a Band-Aid. You got to get out. Yeah. You can't keep looking at it, or you're just going to, like, break down or something. So there's that part, too. There's the guilt factor. But yeah, it's, you know, it's fun, like, when you think about it, you're like, hey, you're the dad who's a stand-up comic, you know, and so it's definitely great.
Yeah.
I do try to joke around with my kids. Like, when I'm telling a story, like, I do voices for that, like, you know, and I've done that since they were babies, pretty much, like, you know, and try to do voices and character and make up stories. So it helps.
Love it.
Yeah.
So what is, you know, and we did kind of touch up on this a little bit, but I kind of want to expand even more about the whole balancing comedy life, family life, tour life, from an outsider perspective, like as a civilian, you know, seeing how, you know, you, Grace, and so many other comedians out there do that.
Yeah.
It's, I always wonder, how are you all able to do that? Especially like you with the family. You and your wife make it seem so seamless, how you all got it down to a science. How?
It's tough. It's not easy. Because I'll have to give her a schedule, and a lot of times she won't look at it. Nobody looks at it. Like, it's my friends and family, we have our chat group. One of our friends chat group.
The group
where
chat.
We're like, hey, let me know if these, when some of these dates work out. And I'll just go through. I'm like, nope, can't do that. Nope, can't do that one. Nope. And then I'd write back, like, guys, did you guys even look at the schedule I put out there? Like, because that's hard. Like, when we try to meet up, and then I'll have a show, and because the thing is, like, the big shows, like the ones that, you know, the club shows, are on the weekend, you know. And I mean, on one side, I'm really happy I get to do these weekend shows, but on the other side, it's like, holy crap, you're taking up a weekend. So I try to space it out. So what I do is, like, for instance, I had a show last night, I have a show tonight. Next weekend, I don't have any shows. And then I'll tell them, when people ask me, like, bookers, like, give me your availability, I'll give them these dates, but I'll specifically leave out, like, a weekend in between. But it's also a strategy.
Yeah.
Is it worth it? Is it one of those shows that, but I mean, I'm saying they all are worth it. Mm-hmm. But there are some times where I do have to be like, no, this show is going to be really good for me because it has – this value to it. And I want to be careful when I say, because like all shows are opportunities.
Absolutely.
But you have to, especially when you're considering your family, you know, of course, when you're single or when you're out there, go for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do whatever you can. When you're in my situation, it's like, I really have to, you know, there's a strategy to it too.
Absolutely. It's not so just your schedule. It's also your wife's schedule,
yeah,
your kid's
and then
schedule.
There's a balance I have to keep. And and then I do private shows as well.
All right.
So birthday parties and all that.
Yeah.
Those I always take because they always say corporate gigs, private gigs, they pay. Like if you want a big buck right away, you do a corporate show or like a, you know, private gig. Because they're like, you know, yeah, you know, they're set up a different way. So
absolutely.
But yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right. I'm glad that you and your wife are able to find that balance and you make it work with your schedule, your kids' schedules, wife's schedules.
Definitely. Yeah. It's not easy, but you know, well, you gotta, you gotta do what you gotta do, I guess.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Situations Podcast is an open platform covering dating, relationships, mental and emotional life experiences. If you are looking to advertise your brand or product or would like to sponsor the show, send an email to situationspod@gmail.com. That's situationspod@gmail.com.
So what do you think are keys to a successful relationship?
Oh, wow. I think one thing is being honest, but also taking time for each other, you know, even no matter how busy you are. And I'm always learning. I'm not perfect you know, and it's not easy, you know, but I think it takes, like they say, two to tango. Comes from, you know, you both gotta, you know, work at it, and we have our little quirks and our fun stuff, like what we, you know, and you know, but then when you have kids, it's like, you know, it's all about the kids, and but you know, but don't forget to leave time for each other.
Yes.
I think that's important. But you know, you're on this journey together. Are you asking like when to get it into a relationship, or I think I'm talking more on a marriage here, but
I mean,
I don't want to jump into marriage yet, but you're talking about like relationships, right? Like when you start out.
Yeah. Like either or, even for like the folks that are single that want to get into a relationship. Yeah. Any advice you can offer?
I guess same thing translates. I mean, this all, you know, a relationship, I mean, it's like whether you're married, not married, you're dating, you're still giving time for each other. And I think listening is very good. Always listen, and always good conversation, and respect is huge. You know, and I think just have fun. Like just learn about each other. Like when you're dating and when you're getting into a relationship, it's very, you know, that's a key. Learn about each other. What do you like? What do you not like? What do you... you know, and pay attention to all that, because that's gonna keep going. Because like women, they respect that when you remember things, right?
Yes.
Like when you get married and you do things and you do something where you remembered from, you know, you'd be like, oh, I remember you told me that you like this kind of flower, you know, and you know,
the little
and
things. Yeah.
Sometimes I got to follow my own advice too, Sean. Like this is it's like, but I think those things are important. Like really understanding and definitely trust, and you know, being honest. You know,
absolutely.
So, and yeah, a lot of times it's not easy, but you know what? As long as both of you are willing to work it out and you know get through stuff, you know.
All right.
That, you know, hope that makes sense.
It makes so much sense.
And, yeah.
And if y'all are listening, like, yeah, take that into consideration. Like, you know, love, trust, you know, like, be kind to yourself. Listen to each other.
Yeah. Listen. Listen to your woman.
Yes. Happy. What's that? Like. Happy wife, happy
Although
life.
Although my wife's going to listen to it. I know she's going to listen. And it's like, yeah, he doesn't listen. He doesn't listen. See, these are things I need to learn, too. It's like, I know, men, we don't, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We try, but.
Oh, yeah. We got to do better, right? Yeah, we all got to do better.
We can always improve, guys.
Yes.
But I think, at the end of the day, you know, have fun and, you know.
Absolutely. And
relax. Like, just be yourself. Yeah, be yourself. Don't try to be somebody. You know, when you're dating, when you're like, don't try to, you know, you'll be surprised. Like, you know, all this stuff, like, you know, women are impressed by this and that. They're impressed by a good person, you know, like a good guy. You know, that's first and foremost. You don't have to buy that Ferrari and then be like, hey, if you're an asshole in a Ferrari, nobody cares. Like, they're going to like your car, but they're not going to like you. So they'll be like, you know, forget it.
Exactly.
You know, don't be the asshole in the Ferrari. Just remember that.
I like that. Right. That's going to be the takeaway. Don't be the asshole in the Ferrari. Yeah.
Be a good guy. That's what matters in the end. That stays.
Yes.
Ferrari can get what do you call it? Taken away.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. It can be repossessed. Exactly.
Repossessed. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. I feel like that's a t-shirt. Don't be the asshole in the Ferrari.
Don't be asshole Ferrari. Because once that Ferrari's gone, you're just an asshole. You got nothing else. So. There you go.
So, Raghu, are you ready to do some Hinge or Unhinge with me?
Yeah, man. So, hit me with it.
Yes. This is going to be so much fun.
Hell yeah.
I always have, like, listeners, they always want to submit screenshots of dating app prompts that people put on their profiles on these dating apps. So
awesome.
It's going to be wild.
Awesome.
All right. So let's go ahead and jump right on into it.
All right.
All right. So here we go. Okay. So this first one says,
all right,
one thing I'll never do again. Total a third car. Is this hinged as in green flag or unhinged as in red flag deal breaker?
Okay, so unhinged is red. That's a red flag. Well, okay, here's one thing. This person can afford three cars. Like, which,
right? Right.
So I don't know. Like, oh, wow. Like, they must be rich. I don't know. Third car. But they drive like shit.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. I think that's unhinged. That's a red flag. If you're going to keep totaling the car that you bought.
I just want to know, what does their insurance policy look like?
I don't think anybody's going to. Right. Yeah, they're not in anybody's good hands. They're not. They're
definitely ain't all state.
No, they ain't all state. That's for sure. They're all fucked up. They're different.
Yeah. All right. So that's definitely unhinged. I agree. Well, you know, and also, like, one last thing about this one. My question is, they didn't learn their lesson after the second car. Because I understand, like, the first car. But
right,
it's like
right, right. The second. The second car. And then their jingle, they don't need another car. You know, it's like.
Yes.
You're right. They didn't learn their lesson. No.
Unhinged, yeah. That person is not even allowed to be anywhere near my car. I wouldn't even give them a ride.
No. These are the people you don't park next to in the parking lot.
Exactly, you know? right.
That's messed up.
So the second one says, what if I told you that I look up the ending to every movie that I watch?
Ooh.
Hinged or unhinged?
Okay, so it's not really a red flag if that's what they want to do. Yeah. But what the red flag would be is, don't tell me.
Right, exactly.
Okay, you keep that shit in your head. I don't like, nobody likes to hear the ending.
I hate that,
right?
Yeah.
Nobody. Yeah. So, no, and yeah, no, I don't know if it's a, I think for, you know, because that's your preference.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. I'll say this is like a yellow flag or whatever. Yeah. It's like, it's
yellow. Yeah.
Right, yeah. So it's definitely like hinged or whatever. Hinged if they don't tell the
if
other
person.
If
they don't tell you, yeah.
Unhinged if they tell it.
Yeah, and what kind of person wants to know that?
Like, seriously.
That's horrible. I would never be able to do that.
Right.
No.
this last one's pretty wild. Are you ready?
All right. right.
All right. So this last one says, worst idea I've ever had. Pre-gaming a first date so hard that I ended up with 11 stitches by the end of the night.
Woo.
Is this hinged or unhinged? They pre-game unhinged. for a date.
Unhinged. That is a red flag. They do not prepare well. They do not prepare well.
11 stitches.
11 stitches.
And who pre-games that hard for a first date?
What's that? Yeah, I don't know. They're nervous. Really nervous.
Yeah.
So unhinged, but maybe they were nervous. But 11 stitches, that's what I want to know. What the hell happened? Like, was that on the date? Did they actually, on the way to the date? Is it the same one who totaled their third car? Is this like a connection here?
Exactly. Exactly. I think that's the connection. Maybe it's good they didn't make it to that date because they were probably going to like reveal the ending of the movie.
Yeah, exactly. Right, exactly. Oh, wow. You can totally build a story here.
Right, exactly. Oh. How wild would it be if it was the same person that submitted all three? I'd be like,
so are these people put these on their profiles?
Yeah, people put these on like their dating app. So like they screenshot it and they send it into the podcast. Like, this is what I saw on this dating app. Is this crazy?
It's nuts.
Yeah. I'm just like, who put this on their profile?
I don't know, man. They're very honest.
Yeah.
Putting it out there.
I mean, it makes for a great first date conversation. But still, at the same time, it's like, even though this is a good conversation, started like at the same time, it's like, do I even want to be around this person?
When you think about it, like, it is kind of out there, but then I'm sure people like hit them up and be like, because they want to know what happened, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Can you just tell me what happened? These 11 stitches, like, you're leaving me in suspense here.
It's so wild. I think this one's definitely unhinged, to say the least.
Yeah.
Unhinged for sure.
Definitely.
Nope. Awesome. All right. Well, yeah, to the listener, thank you so much for submitting that. Like Ragu really and I, funny. Like we have fun unpacking that shit. That's wild. So fucking wild.
Oh my God.
So, Ragu, thank you so much for, you know, coming on to the show, unpacking this all with me. Wow. I feel like we definitely gave these listeners some stuff to think about and to go back with. And I want to know, and the listeners want to know too, where can we find you? Give us like your Instagram handle, all that stuff, how we can find you.
Sure. So I'm on Instagram at RRA Comic. So RRACOMIC. I'm also trying to be on TikTok. I'm putting some clips up there.
All right.
It's at RACOMIC.
All right.
I'm on Facebook. So you can look at my name and just, you know, write it out.
Is it right?
I can spell it out, but it's, you know, just read it and then put it in Facebook. But I'm on Facebook too. I'm not on YouTube, although I do have a clip up there, but come see a show. Don't look at YouTube.
So go find Ragu. And at the time of this recording, like, you know, like, so we record in like advance and everything.
Right.
So even though we're recording in February, this will come out May.
Okay.
So I'm sure you'll have tons of shows lined up by then. You'll be able to share everything.
Yeah, definitely. Nothing on the calendar right now. Although I do, I am gonna be at the Hollywood Laugh Factory. That's in September. So
all right.
It's September 29th. it's called the Chocolate Sundae Showcase. And an interesting fact about this is they are 4 years waitlisted, meaning like they're booked 4 years out.
Damn.
So I'm very excited that I got a spot on this show, and it's this year, not in 4 years. So if you're in the Hollywood, LA area, in that September weekend, it's September 29th at the Hollywood Laugh Factory.
Wow. Well, I would definitely be there because I'll be moved by then. So
no, that's right. I'll see you there, Sean.
Yeah.
Yes. That's awesome. That's right.
Yeah. All right. I'm excited for your LA tour.
Oh,
Let's
thanks,
do
man.
This.
Yes. And I'm excited for you. You got a new chapter coming up.
Absolutely.
You know, in the West Coast. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Cannot wait. Yeah, so if you all want to submit your stories and anything that you're going through, submit your stories to situationspodcast.com/submit. That's the first way. Or if you have a dating ick, if a guy sent a dick pic or just did something unhinged, or if a woman did something unhinged on a date, send like that situation. Don't send a dick pic. We don't want that shit.
Oh, no.
But, you know, tell us about the situation. So send that ick to situationspodcast.com/ick. All right. And if you want to submit like your voicemail submission, 312-586-2664. It's a hotline. You know, let it ring to voicemails. Submit your voicemail submission. And then the last way is send us an email, situationspod@gmail.com. So
awesome.
If you are on a boat, a plane, a train, if you're Ragu's second cousin twice removed,
yes,
you can take Situations Podcast with you wherever you go. And if you're in a group chat like Ragu, he's going to share this podcast with his group chat.
Join our group chat.
Exactly.
Give me some relief.
Right, exactly.
For my family.
If you find the group chat, join it.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, I want to say thank you all for tuning in. Ragu, thank you for coming on to the show.
Thanks, man. This has been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Like, this was great.
Instead of bringing a data list to the call, we're going to bring this podcast to the call.
Yeah, we are. Anybody got a list? No, we got a podcast.
Exactly.
We're going to listen to this for the rest of the call.
Exactly. It's like, we don't have a list, but we have a link to the podcast.
That's right. That's awesome, man. Hell yeah.
Well, with that, I will see you all back here for the next episode in a couple of weeks. Woo!